And we were talking about his book. He has his autobiography out right now.
Right.
And he definitely kept it real about everything from his point of view.
He did a lot of dry snitching, though.
From everything that happened.
He talked about people getting shot, people shooting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
people
he definitely
fighting.
Did. A lot of accidental shootings, but I think all of those things were taken care of, so we're good.
Right.
In particular, he talks about how Capone, from Capone and Noriega, was the snitch in the neighborhood.
Harvey's brother had murdered somebody, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And through the lawyer, we had found out that there was a witness. Somebody was snitching, basically.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't know who it was. Like, during the trial, when we went to trial, we were all sitting in the courtroom waiting to see who the snitch is going to be.
Right.
And, Capone walks out on the stand, you know what I'm saying, and points out Hav's brother.
Wow.
So that's what happened.
That's what Prodigy said happened.
According to Prodigy. Mm-hmm. Now, we did talk to Nori, because we saw that Noriega was up this morning, and we wanted to address the situation with him and see what he had to say about his partner, his man's Capone.
Prodigy said he beat you up, Nori. I don't believe it.
Nori just learned how to fight. Back then, Nori was a shooter. He said it. He said it, and you. I like the way you put it. You drive to the jazz. I like the way you put it, but you know, let me just be clear. That's my dude right there. You know what I'm saying? He tried to sell his book. So he's throwing a couple of jabs. That's hot.
Now, what about the Capone incident where he said Capone, you know, told on the stand?
Oh, Capone is a grown man. You know what I'm saying? He a grown man. I wasn't there. I'm from Left Rack City, 97-3057 Avenue, apartment 5E. That's some Queensbridge thing. I wasn't around.
Now, Nori, you and Capone did a lot of dirt with each other back in the day.
Listen, let me finish. I wasn't around there.
Okay.
Right? But if that was the case, then why is it 7 Mobb Deep and Capone and Noriega records that exist? If a dude snitch on my man, I ain't hanging with him.
Right.
Word.
Let alone getting in the studio with him. So where's your integrity at, my brother?
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Where's it? Because me personally, a dude snitch on my dead cat. My cat, meow. You snitch on my cat, and I'm not hanging out with you. You feel me? Let alone doing a record with you, smoking with you, drinking with you, hitting things from the back with you. But I can't speak on it because I wasn't there. I only speak about the situations that I was there. P is my man. I understand he's trying to sell a book, but the way the internet is wording it, they wording it like Nori got jumped, and they're not saying the consequences that happened afterwards.
All right, that's fair enough. He wasn't there. Mm-hmm. When it happened, but he is saying if that's true and Capone was a snitch and snitched on Havoc's brother, why are we doing songs together? Why are we cool?
Right.
Capone's my guy and Nori's my guy. Those are some real good brothers right there, man. They ain't never snitch on me. Well, Capone, you know what I mean.
What have you done?
What have you done with them?
Nothing. Okay. I'm just saying in general. I don't care. Like, I don't care about
that. But Charlamagne, you always say you would snitch if given the opportunity.
If I get in trouble and I am facing any kind of jail time, serious jail time, I am absolutely positively telling on anybody I can.
Okay. Well, that is your rumor report.